Now he makes one of the most tremendous statements that I suppose you find in the Bible. You hear this quoted by a great many people, and I think that there are only certain circumstances in which it should be quoted. And this is something that's geared to life. This is a verse that gets right down to the nitty-gritty, right down where the rubber touches the road. And this is where this verse needs to be worked out. It's not just a nice little verse to quote. Paul now says in verse 13, I can do all things not through Christ. That's all right, but I mean, let's take the preposition that Paul uses. I can do all things in Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now, I can do all things. Don't stop there, because you can't do all things. You can do all things in Christ. And that means in the context of the will of Christ for your life. Whatever he has for you to do, he supplies the power. Whatever gift that he gives you, he'll give you the power to exercise that gift. And that is, after all, what a gift is. A gift is a manifestation of the Spirit of God in the life of the believer. And therefore, power is in this context of the will of Christ. You're in Christ. As long as you function in Christ, you'll have power to do what he wants you to do. Now, I think I can illustrate that with a very homely illustration. As many of you already know, I'm a train man rather than a plane man. I'm plane, P-L-A-I-N, but not P-L-A-N-E. I don't go for the planes. I have to use them, and I find myself flying all over this universe. I wish I didn't have to do it. I wish I could go there by train. And it's gratifying to see the train come back. So I want to give you an illustration of a train. Between Los Angeles and Pasadena, right here where I live, there comes through here a train known as the Super Cheap. And it goes from here to Chicago, from Chicago here. Now, that Super Cheap is a tremendous train in my book. Believe me, I think the Santa Fe ought to do something about all this good publicity I give them, or Amtrak, or whoever's running it. And I enjoy that train. And I've noticed that it goes by with tremendous power. And it seems to me like that Super Chief says when it goes by, I can do all things in the track between Chicago and Los Angeles that a Super Chief is supposed to do. And it can do it. Goes over the highest point that any train goes over in this country, way out yonder, Raton Pass, as you come out of Colorado into New Mexico or vice versa. And it's a high point, and that train slows down, but it doesn't hesitate. It just goes right to the top and down on the other side, then just tears out through those mountains. It can do all things. Now suppose that that Super Chief would say this. For years, I have been taking people back and forth, Los Angeles, Chicago, Chicago, Los Angeles. And very frankly, this gets a little monotonous. I notice that a group of people get off at Flagstaff, Arizona now, and they go over there to the Grand Canyon. They all seem to enjoy seeing it. Now, I've been coming by here for years, and I've never seen Grand Canyon. I wonder if it wouldn't be nice sometime if I took out across the desert here, went over and took a look for myself. Now, I don't know that the Super Chief ever said that, but I do know this, that one time, coming out of Winslow, Arizona, coming this way, that Super Chief went off the track, and it went off the track on the side toward Grand Canyon. Fact of the matter is, I'm not sure it was headed for Grand Canyon, but I'm here to tell you, it never did make it to Grand Canyon. Never did. It was a wreck. That Super Chief, as long as it was in the track, as long as it was doing the thing it was supposed to do as a Super Chief, it could do all things a Super Chief could do, up and down and up over a mountain, down in the valley, across the desert, and into the plains. It could do it. It had no problem at all. But the minute it left the track, It was a wreck, and it was a mess. I came along there that time, and it was just, oh my, there were cars turned on the side. It just didn't look very good, and it was helpless. It was hopeless the minute it left the track. That's exactly what Paul is saying here. I can do all things in Christ. That's the track the believers to run on. And long as we're in that track of the context of the will of Christ for our lives, we're a member of his body. He's the head. We're to function there. And Paul says, I can do all things in Christ. I can't do all things. After all, if I could jump like a grasshopper could jump, I'd go out of this building and could jump over it. But I can't jump over it. In fact, I don't jump very high anymore. When I was in school, I was the high jumper, but I can't do that anymore. But a grasshopper does pretty well in his jumping, but I can't. I can't do all things, but I can do all things in Christ. He's the one that strengtheneth me, Paul says. He'll strengthen you, enable you, give you the enablement to do the thing that's in his will, in the context of your Christian life. And that, my friend, is a tremendous satisfaction. That's the satisfaction of power, that he's not putting into my hands or your hands uncontrolled power. He hasn't put an atom bomb in my hand. He could, but he hasn't. He has, however, said that as a member of the body of Christ, if you'll function there, I'll give you the enablement. You'll be able to do what you're supposed to do. That's what Paul means when he uses that expression here.